This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
Here with us this Wednesday lunchtime is Lisa Beeney. Welcome, Lisa. Welcome back.
Thank you.
I mean, you've been back for, well, I'll say welcome back. You come in once a month, but you went away to Scotland.
I did, yes.
Just tell us what you got up to in Scotland.
I walked, backpacking and wild camping all the way from Fort William to Aviemore. Totaled about 85 miles in total, and it took me 5 days.
And it was it wasn't like a walk in the park, was it? It wasn't like flat ground and
no. It was going through, start with Glencoe around that area, then the Grampians, and then into the Cairngorms. So very hilly, very, very hot, actually, untypically hot for Scotland. Although it's kind of 25 degrees during the day, but still down to freezing or so at night, giving me one or two issues, first of all with heat and then staying warm at night.
And of course, you ain't got the, you know, you can't plug anything in and sort of switch a fire on or anything like that.
Not at all. No.
So, but you've done it. You've achieved it. What a fantastic achievement! Let's go through. Let's just say first of all, you've raised
£1,325 for the Alzheimer's Cafe on the island.
Okay, and it's still, the details are still on our website, so you can still pledge.
Yep, people can still donate if they want to. And it was lovely when I did get a phone signal, and I've been putting stuff on Facebook and that, seeing comments from everyone and knowing that I had the support was brilliant.
Brilliant. I was reluctant to do it just in case I wore your phone out. The battery, because I was very conscious of the fact that you would have only had a certain amount of battery stuff in your phone and so on. So
yeah,
but we put it on the website. We followed your progress. The pictures were amazing. But 1,325 and £25, and I say that number could go up. All you got to do is go onto our website and click on the link, and you can donate. And the money is going to the Alzheimer's Cafe and Cows.
Yes.
So have you been in touch? Have they been in touch with you?
Yes, and I'm arranging a date and time to go in there and give a presentation about what I've done. So I'm in the process of putting together video, photos, maps and things so that I can show them.
Fascinating. Have you got any video footage as well, I'm guessing?
I do have some video footage. I did some kind of video blog, not every day, but at times, about what I was thinking, how I was feeling.
Yeah.
I think...
Did you have your down days?
Yes.
Did you ever think, I'm not going to do it, or I want to stop now?
No, because I know once I've started, to me, the only way of stopping is to finish.
Right.
So it's very much a mental thing. And each day, I didn't think, oh, I've still got 70-odd miles to do or 50 miles to do. I look at what I've achieved that day. And the first day, the train was delayed getting into Fort William, so I was an hour and a half later starting than I planned,
right,
which meant I was walking through the hottest part of the day when perhaps I hadn't necessarily planned to do quite so much in quite so much heat. And I carried on walking a bit later that day because I'd been late starting, so I was quite tired at the end of the first day. I did think I need to be careful to make sure I don't fall behind. And because it had been so hard walking in the heat, I made sure that as soon as I woke up in the mornings, I got going, so I could walk in the cooler parts of the day and take more breaks during the day.
And we should point out that, you know, when all the time you're walking, you're carrying all of your belongings.
Yes, I had all my camping gear, so tent, sleeping bag, sleeping mat, little gas stove, all my warm clothes, emergency kit, first aid kit, all my food. And because it was so hot and Scotland had a real shortage of rain for a couple of months, a lot of the smaller streams had dried up where I thought I could get water from. So instead of just carrying 2 litres of water with me, I ended up carrying about 3. just to make sure that I had enough and didn't run out.
Sure. I would imagine these are the things that you're going to be concerning yourself with, aren't you? Because you think, well, where's the next bit of water coming from? So you really, you know, if you've got too much, then it's probably a good thing rather than not having enough.
Yes. I mean, running out of water wouldn't have been pleasant, I think is the best way to put it. But
I'm going to ask you a difficult question, and you've got to be careful how you answer it, because you don't want to upset anybody. Did you feel lonely, or did you feel like, this is great, nice and peaceful?
A mixture of. I mean, I love the peace and quiet.
Yeah.
Just to be able to sit there at the edge of a river or next to a lock, listen to the birds, watch for wildlife, watch the sun go down, that is lovely. At the end of 5 days, you want to start talking to somebody again. So I think my husband got some quite random messages from me.
Right.
Because it is so beautiful. You just want to tell everybody and share it with somebody.
Yeah. I would imagine when we saw the photos and the scenery and so on, you'd think you're there and no one else can see it. They can only see your photos.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I can understand that. I really can. I think it's an incredible amount of money. I think it's a brilliant achievement. What's next? Is it too early to ask?
I don't know, is the honest answer. As I was saying earlier, I love Scotland. The downsides to it is it's a long way away from here.
Yeah.
You need to walk to get to the more remote bits. But it was really hard carrying absolutely everything for the week. So whether I could arrange something where I have a bit more of a base that I can go from, I don't know. Or whether I do something much closer to home.
Watch this space.
Yes.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, well, look, congratulations. I think it's a brilliant achievement. I think it's fantastic that there's an amount of money that going to the Alzheimer's Cafe, which, of course, is really, really important at the moment. There's so many people that have been diagnosed, so many people that haven't had a diagnosis, and they're probably going to make use of the Alzheimer's Cafe. And let's hope that there's other cafes, Alzheimer's cafes, in other towns. And this could be the opportunity for people to get more involved, raise more money, have more of these places where people can go, because there are going to be more people that are going to be diagnosed with it.
Yes, and I think with the way the finances are in the country as a whole, we're seeing more and more charitable organisations having less and less funding. The hospice is one that springs to mind that have had a lot of their funding cut. So as a community, we are all going to need to pull together if we want to still have these organisations and these resources there to help us all, because they do help us all. It doesn't matter if you are the person who has Alzheimer's or the family of a person supporting them. There are just so many people affected by the work that they do. The same with the hospice. I mean, if we were to lose the hospice on the island, that would be catastrophic.
It would. It would. Let's hope that the money will be put to good use, I'm sure. And let's hope that you inspire other people to do other nutty things to raise funds.
I hope so. And I happen to be looking at one of those other nutty people, I think.
Yeah, not yet.